This is GQDN for Monday, August 21st, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest, by patreon.com/groupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have lots of sales for you, and a little bit of Xbox news, and some esports, if you want to make some money there. But today, we have the sad news from SVG.com, and it is Mario, for the voice of Mario, being Charles Martinet, is basically retiring from the voice of Mario. Basically, he's going to a new role within the company, and a new person will be the voice of Mario. So here's what Nintendo of America did say on X. Quote, "We have a message for fans of the Mushroom Kingdom. Please take a look." And here is what they said. Charles Martinet has been the original voice of Mario in Nintendo games for a long time, as far back as Super Mario 64. Charles is now moving into the brand new role of Mario Ambassador. With this transition, he'll be stepping back from recording character voices for our games, but he'll continue to travel the world, sharing the joy of Mario and interacting with you all. It has been an honor working with Charles to help bring Mario to life for so many years, and we want to thank and celebrate him. Please keep an eye out for a special video message from Shigeru Miyamoto and Charles himself, which we will post at a future date. So future looks good for him. But now we go to WCCFTech.com, and apparently Ghost Runner 2 had a date leaked, but it was revealed and confirmed by the publisher. So it did show up on the Epic Game Store. But at Billy Bill Khan on X did say, "Exclusive game details reveal. Another October release. Ghost Runner 2 will be released on October 26, 2023. Editions and PC pricing. Standard, $40. Deluxe, $50. Brutal, $70. But, like I said, it was confirmed because the CEO of Digital Bros, his brother Remy, back in 2021, did say, quote, "We're particularly excited about the future of Ghost Runner 2. Together we are with one more level. We've created a thrilling and engaging video game. This new collaboration deepens 505 Games' presence with a polished video game market, a reality now among the first in Europe for the development of video games, new projects, and talents. We will continue to pay close attention to polish market to consistently improve and expand our product portfolio with video games capable of satisfying the tastes of an entire gaming community." The 505 Games did also get up on Twitter upon the Billy Bilcon announcement and said, quote, "Despite our best ninja skills, we couldn't stop the news leaking on Ghost Runner 2. Ghost Runner 2 launches on October 26, 2023 on PlayStation 5, Xbox, X and S, Epic, GOG, and Steam." So there you go. August 26th, Ghost Runner 2. Oh, Sea of Stars is going to physical release. This comes to us from NintendoEverything.com, and they show a picture of Xbox, PlayStation 5, and of course, Nintendo Switch. So, we've talked about Sea of Stars before, and now they're going physical. Physical. Okay, no, never mind. I know, bad songs. PC Games SN will save me. And they're saying that XCOM will have some aliens and new horror-themed tactical RPGs on Steam. So, what's going to happen here? Well, the tactical RPG that pits you against mysterious, seemingly unbeatable alien forces as you travel between the planets trying to restore order. So XCOM will be dark and ominous, apparently. And Menace will be the tactical RPG that you're looking for. I believe the game is called Menace, because Menace will take some concepts, I say in quotes, for an interstellar sci-fi adventure, end quote. So we'll see how this Menace game will play. Could it be like Doom? We shall see. Now, Kotaku said, well, here's something else that's coming out this week. And they did give some games, because they're saying that Armored Core 4 isn't the only one to come out, but what else can? Well, how about Fort Solus, if you like space? Or the Immortals of Avium, a little bit of magic RPG style. If you like some 2D, how about Blasphemous 2? That's a 2D mode. And there's Armored Core 4, is like I said, as far as the Cubicon. So yeah, you can go check those out. All coming out this week. Now we go to Reddit. Huh? Oh, that's right, they have an esports page. Because they're saying that Valorant tournament entries are open. And you could win $1,500 in scholarships. Now that is at accent.xpleague.com. And they do have the participants there. So all you have to do is just sign up, log in, and see if you can get into those tournaments for Valorant. Now, HLTV did say that Vitality did finally end up on top. They're in the number one ranks along the CSGO world ranking. And that came out today, where Vitality is number one, Heroic is number two, and it's ENCE is number three, G2 is number four, and FaZe rounds up the top five. Other notables are Cloud9 at number eight, Ninjas in Pajamas are number 11, Team Liquid is 13th, so on and so forth. So congratulations to Vitality, back to the number one spot. Well done. And ESTNN did say that here are the top Twitch streamers so far in 2023. And Pokimane is right there, right about the head of the class. I Am Christini, being Christina Perez, is right there as well. Loser Fruit, which is Kathleen Belstrin, made the top five. And damn, they're all girls. Abril, Airy Gameplays, Alonso. Oh, I forgot one. And that's the fifth one. And that's Samantha Rivers underscore GG Rivera. Like I said, they're all girls. And you know what? That's all good. But guys, you gotta step it up. I know, so do I. Hey, it's all right. It's all right. Now we go to XboxWire.com. Oh yeah, it's that time, because they got a skin for you. Basically, it's a console wrap. A skin for your Xbox. So, it's all done in white. It's basically a Starfield design, is what it is. You got the rainbow that goes right to the Xbox logo. It shows that that's the power button. It's all done in Starfield. All looks pretty good for the Xbox. Yes. Oh, something that I've seen up on Twitch. If you got Twitch, you might have seen it too. According to VG247.com, if you got Diablo 4, you got some Battle Pass skips. So yeah, I got Battle Pass skips, and you might too. Just saying. Now, Nintendo World Report did have the games that are coming out once again this week. Well, some of what is releasing this week. And that includes, on Tuesday, WrestleQuest. Oh, here we go. Blasphemous 2, you already know that, Virgo versus Zodiac, King of the Hat, Alice Escaped, Gincha, Curse Crackers, Little Devil, Wild Legacy, Virtual Pet, Shotgun King, Rocket Car, Brave Bow Archer, World Search Puzzle, Ashina, Lost Forest, and Giant Wishes. That goes to Nintendo. Oh, but according to GameSpot, if you have Amazon, you can buy one, get one. Games, that is. Buy one, get one free. And that'll be Switch, PS5, and Xbox games. Yeah. And some of the deals are Back for Blood, Forspoken, Like a Dragon, Outriders. There's a bunch. Legend of Heroes. There's a bunch. So, yeah. Take a look. Oh, they're also saying that you can get some pre-owned Xbox games at GameSpot. Or GameStop for 20% off. Like Alan Wake Remastered, Diablo 4, Hitman 3, WWE 2K23, Jedi Survivor. Yeah, all good stuff. Oh, if you want a 48-inch 4K LG OLED, you can get one for $650. That comes to us from PCGamer.com. And it's at Best Buy. It is half off half off $649.99. Original cost is $1,299. Half off. So yeah, if you want a 4K, a big 4K OLED, you can get it. Just a monitor. You can get one. You can get us too. We are a group quest. We are Don Forge. This has been a Don Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. That's a big freaking TV.